In a homily before the conclave, then Cardinal Ratzinger warned about a dictatorship of relativism. That concern over a watering down of church doctrine is shared by other cardinals, including William Keeler, the Archbishop of Baltimore. He voted in yesterday's papal election and spoke with us earlier today from Rome.
It's something that we see very much in the United States, and we see in the whole Western world. The fact that the secularism, taking away of spiritual values, has gotten so far along, so far advanced in our culture rather quickly, is something that gives us concern. And we think we need to speak out very clearly about it.
And if that means perhaps a smaller but purer church, then would that be acceptable to you?
I think that people, when they hear the excitement that comes from the gospel itself, they're going to be attracted to it. If there are some who are so wrapped up in the things of this world that they are not interested in listening to the gospel, well, that's something Jesus talked about too. And they're going to be judged by the Lord.
The conventional wisdom that's passed down about the new pope is that as an enforcer of doctrine within the Catholic Church, as Cardinal Ratzinger, he was unbending, unyielding. Is that the Pope Benedict XVI that you know?
What I have seen is a person who is very sensitive, a very good listener, and he only speaks when he is sure of a position. And I just think that there's an image out there that we have a job to help people understand him as he really is. He reminds me of my mother, who is very sweet, but also very clear.
It's interesting you talk about the cardinals having a mission to spread this message. That seems like a very 21st century notion, that's now part of the job description of you to sell this new pope, in a sense.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that it has always been part of our task to be supportive of the pope. It's not a new thing. It's as old as Peter and the other 11 apostles coming out of the upper room.
And having a news conference like you did this morning.
Yeah, well, it was a news conference. I mean, we do things in different ways. Way back then at Pentecost, they had tongues dancing on their head, tongues of flame, but they also preached in different voices and different languages, and everybody understood them. It's a different time in history, but the principles are the same.
Cardinal Keeler, I know you've taken an oath of secrecy along with the other cardinals about the conclave and the voting. What can you tell us, though, about the process and what went on in the Sistine Chapel?
Well, one thing I can tell you is that we had the sense that it wasn't just us who were there. It was all the people all around the world that were praying for us. I know I had that very vividly.
After the vote was clear and you knew that the new pope would be Cardinal Ratzinger, what can you tell us about the reaction in that room?
There was instant applause. And then the new pope received us one by one. And as I went up, I said, well, I bring you the love of God's people in the Archdiocese of Baltimore. And he said, we have to keep praying for each other. And that was the exchange that we had.
I understand there was some celebration among the cardinals and the new pope. Can you tell us about that?
Last night, he offered us dinner. He was a host at a supper that we had in the Domus Sancti Marti, where we had been living. I was at table with cardinals from four different countries, or maybe five. And it was a very relaxed and happy evening.
I've read that Pope John Paul II, at that time, after his election, led the cardinals in Polish folk songs. Were there any songs last night?
Well, somebody did do some, try to do some singing. This is the old Latin hymn, Ad Multos Annos, for many years and glorious years. May the Lord bless you.
Well, Cardinal Keeler, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Okay. God bless you, Melissa. Thank you.
Cardinal William Keeler is Archbishop of Baltimore. He spoke with us from Rome.